Hi everyone, I'm Mark Esper. Welcome to another instant no-spoiler reaction. Quite often we get to see films before they hit the cinemas. Sometimes it can be a few months, sometimes it might only be a day beforehand. Either way, we're now recording our instant reactions, and together with a monthly roundup podcast to see if we still feel the same way weeks later. Because sometimes there are movies that can change your mind. Have a listen now to our latest instant reaction.
Whew. So, you never know which Darren Aronofsky movie you're going to get, and so it is this time with The Whale. So, in his latest movie, Brendan Fraser plays Charlie, a morbidly obese online English teacher teetering on the brink of death by consumption. Whether he's jacking off to gay porn, or choking on an oversized sandwich, or just trying to take another breath as he stumbles around his flat, it's clear that Charlie's waiting for death as much as he's avoiding life. Cared for by no-nonsense Lizzie, an excellent Hong Chow, she props him up so as to keep the memory of her suicidal brother Alan alive because, as we later learn, it was to be with Alan that Charlie abandoned his wife and daughter some 8 years earlier. And it's at this point that Aronofsky's adaptation of Samuel D. Hunter's 2012 stage play starts becoming, well, it's most stage-like. As characters like Ty Simpkins' Thomas, an evangelical missionary, and mysterious Dan the Pizza Man threaten to punch a Charlie's guilt over Alan's suicide, The Whale lurches into what can only be described as an overblown surfeit of self-convenience. Liz's parents run the church that Thomas claims to hail from. The church's hostility to gay sex is the reason that Alan killed himself, and Thomas wants to save Charlie as a self-validating act of redemption. And if all of that wasn't enough, Sadie Sink further invades Charlie's misery as Ellie, his abrasively acidic daughter, who has a problem with just about everybody she lays eyes on. So, with such a hard-on for cross-collateral damage, it's really sad to see The Whale depart from its nicely set-up first hour. Settling instead upon the scabs that it so desperately wants you to see, what in the end saves this movie? Well, in a word, the acting. Brendan Fraser deserves every plaudit going for his portrayal of Charlie. Infusing both grace, humility, and the right amount of melancholy into an eternal optimist who has lost control of his life, his performance justly deserves to be Oscar engraved. Hong Chow beautifully grounds the concern of Lizzie as a compromised carer, and Ty Simpkins is fine as a blinded boy following a distant religious light. Sadly though, Sadie Sink's Ellie is a human hand grenade who is intent on exploding anyone's life that an iPhone camera can capture. Fortunately though, waiting in the wings from Ellie's contrived acts of hysteria is Samantha Morton. A creditable addition to any movie's believability, her scenes with Brendan Fraser are properly transportative and briefly allow both characters to escape the present and stroll in the past of a forgotten intimacy. That all said, as a postcards from the edge kind of movie, there are some mortal consequences that have to be satisfied. Hurling itself through a plate glass mirror of these foreshadowed satisfactions, The Whale annoyingly drowns itself in some magic realism mawkishness when the divine eventually comes a-knocking. Satiating on a conspicuous need for saccharin, boxes are speedily ticked and nails are readied for their final insertion. So, seen against similar stuck-inside-a-captive-body classics as Javier Bardem in 2004's The Sea Inside, or 2007's The Diving Bell and the Butterfly, I suspect that The Whale will find itself eventually beached by the sands of time. But if you want to take in Brendan Fraser smashing it inside a captive performance, then for sure, look beyond this film's leaking faults to witness a talent that keeps everything else afloat.
So if you like that instant reaction, please consider signing up for more. By subscribing to our podcast, you'll be alerted every time a new instant reaction drops, and we'll be hosting an extra roundtable podcast to see if these initial feelings still hold true. So until then, please keep safe, and we look forward to seeing you on the next instant no-spoiler reaction. All the best. Bye.